this is fun. We're going to go right to your dad after you. I don't know that we've ever done this before. I know we've had families play together, but I don't think we've ever had a soloist, a single singer and a guitar player followed by another one together. You must be really proud of your daughter.
I'm very proud of her. Yeah. Proud Papa.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know, I seem to remember that you came to Pittsburgh from Los Angeles, is that right?
Yeah. We're basically, our family here is kind of new to Pittsburgh. We've been here for about 3 years. I'm originally from Massachusetts.
What part?
Holyoke, Mass.
Ah, okay.
Western Mass, yeah.
That's near Howe Sadley.
Yes.
South Hadley.
Freud. Yes. Freud bears his head. Yeah. South Hadley.
I had one friend, I don't know how common it is, but she, who went to Mount Holyoke, who would refer to the town as Howe Sadley instead of South Hadley. I don't know if that's original on her part or not. But.
Well, South Hadley definitely has, I'd say, a little more charm than Holyoke. But Holyoke is my roots. I love that town.
Yeah. My mom and her family were raised in Boston and met my dad in Boston. It's been a while since I've been to New England, and I don't think I've ever actually been to South Hadley.
Okay.
Or Holyoke. And then you went to L.A. and then came here?
Yeah. In like 89, I moved to Los Angeles for a summer that lasted 22 years. And then met my beautiful wife, Penelope. Hello, Penelope.
And what brought you to Pittsburgh?
Well, she's a Pittsburgh girl. We met out in Los Angeles, and her family's from Butler. So having Helen in our life, we wanted to be closer to family. So we didn't want to be stuck all the way on the West Coast, you know, on the island of the big city of Los Angeles. So we decided to come back east, and we tried Pittsburgh and liking it.
Helen, do you remember? Well, you must remember California. You would have been 5, 6 years old. How do you like Pittsburgh so far?
I like Pittsburgh.
Hang on. Let's get your mic on. I'm sorry. How do you like it so far?
Yes.
Excellent. Is there anything you miss about California?
Well, I miss that it's always warm there, even in the winter. And I also miss some of my friends.
Yeah, I can imagine, too. I hope are you finding it easy to make new friends here?
Oh, yes. I have many great friends.
Excellent. Well, let's hear your dad play. What would you like to open up with?
Well, I'll play a song called Tonight, Tonight. Can you take some time, show me the way, tell me everything's gonna be okay? Can you take some time, show me the light, tell me everything's gonna be alright? Take some time to figure it out. Tell me what this love is all about. Can you take some time to show me the way? Tell me everything's gonna be okay. Tonight, too.
so long, so come back to me. Take some time to show me the light, tell me everything's gonna be alright. Well, can you take some time and show me the way, tell me everything's gonna be okay.
That's Mike Hickey here at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a nice song. When did you write that?
Thank you. Pretty recently. Yeah, that's one of my newer ones.
Yeah, I like it.
Thank you.
So we were talking a little bit earlier before. I gather you were raised in Massachusetts?
Yeah, born and raised in Holyoke, Massachusetts. When I was in my 20s, I moved to Los Angeles. Started playing in bands. Got my... I had the good fortune of playing like with the older guys. So basically, when I was learning how to play guitar and things like that, I would hang out in front of this kid's house, and that's where the older guys had the band.
And this was in New England, or
in Holyoke, Mass. Yeah, this is like the first real band I ever got into, and I would sit, I'd like hide in the bushes and listen to them. And then they discovered me, and you know, they invited me down to watch, and then they needed a guitar player. I'm like, hey, you know, I can, let me try, and so.
And when you say older, you mean 10 years older?
Yeah, because I was like in high school, like a sophomore in high school, and these guys were in their 20s, you know.
And what kind of music were you playing?
We were doing like a lot of the 80s, you know, hard rock stuff, things like that. You know, a lot of all covers. You know, we'd do all cover songs of, you know, not so much the hair bands, but like the heavier rock and roll 80s stuff.
How did you find your way into more acoustic or folk music?
Well, that happened probably within the last, I'd say like 6 years. Because when I ventured out to Los Angeles, I was dominantly an electric player. I've always kind of been the guitar player in the band. Not really a lyric writer, not really the singer. So when I was in Los Angeles, I played in a couple groups, one called Fast Cow, one called Atwater with my good friend Kirk Ross. And he took care of the singing and the lyric writing. And I would just, as Helen would say, I'd come up with ditties on the guitar, you know. So, but it was like electric, you know, loud, raucous. And then Kirk and I kind of started going into acoustic music from there. And then that's kind of where I started playing a lot of acoustic guitar. And then... we both kind of went our separate directions, and then that's when I really started to play a lot of acoustic guitar.
Now, that's interesting because many people it's been a long day for
yeah.
me and my, many people relate, and I can say associate, many people associate New England with acoustic folk music. But here you were playing more... you know, garage band, rock band type stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you really were introduced more to acoustic genres once you went out west.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
I've always done it backwards, you know. I've always done things backwards.
Now have you done some work for film as well?
Yeah. When we were playing in a band out in Los Angeles, I used to work in audio post-production for many years. So I got to know bye, Helen. Bye, Penelope.
Oh, are they coming back?
No, they have to leave.
Oh, okay.
Helen has to go.
She has to get her basketball picture taken.
She's got a basketball game.
A basketball game today.
Her basketball team picture taken.
Well, I'm glad. Bye, Helen. Yeah. Thank you for being here.
It's hard to keep up with her busy social schedule, you know, this one. She's all over the place.
It's fun. She's busy. Now we can talk about her. Isn't she precocious?
Let's talk about
her. Isn't she good? Isn't she great? So doing audio work, you must have been exposed to so many different musicians.
So, like, down the hall, like, I worked, you know, in the tape vault, and then I became, like, an assistant editor, and I tried editing for a little while. But I'd get to know all the people. Like, we'd have TV shows that would work in our facility, and they all knew me as Mike, the guy in the band. So I passed my CD to the picture editors for, like, you know, Beverly Hills 90210 or whatever. Yeah. And then one day they came in to me and said, hey, we put one of your songs in the show, Temp, but it's working, so I think we're going to use it. So I'm like, oh, great. So,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, so we got a song there. And then, you know, in Los Angeles, who you know is goes a long way. And then, you know, it's a small world. It's not such a big world as you think. But we had a friend of ours who had a friend who was a director who was doing an indie movie, you know. He had, like, Charlie Sheen and Christopher McDonald in the movie. It was called Five Aces, but he didn't have any money for – he kind of didn't have any money for post or for music. So he was looking for music on the cheap, and so we gave him our CD. He ended up using, like, five songs off that.
It's great.
So that made it into the movie, which didn't make it in theaters, but it made it to, like, you know, the TV world, like Cinemax and things like that. So – yeah, it's kind of neat knowing that people have heard stuff that I've worked on, you know, throughout the world.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it is a small world because mm-hmm. I sometimes will be consuming some media, and all of a sudden I hear music I know from friends or friends of friends, and I say, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
And I think there's a real need, you know, when you and I were younger, there weren't that many sources of video programming as there are now. I mean, television alone, when you have companies like Amazon releasing TV series, I mean, they all need music and scores, and there seems to be an insatiable appetite for that stuff. So
yeah.
If you're just joining us, Mike Hickey is here with us. His daughter Penelope, Helen played earlier. His wife is Penelope. His daughter is Helen. And there's some more I'd like to ask you about, but we'll get, I want to be sure we get some music in too. Maybe after the next song, we'll talk a little bit about recordings and how people can hear you. But what would you like to play next?
Let's see here. I'm going to do a song called Gonna Live. It's kind of like my wish for everybody. And I'm going to dedicate this one to my lovely and dear Aunt Lillian Breen, Dee Dee Breen. She's 92. She's living in upstate New York, but right now she's enjoying the warm weather of Florida. So this is for her. This is for Dee Dee. Gonna live, gonna live long, gonna live. Gonna live, gonna live strong, gonna live. And take a mean old holiday before I hit my grave. Gonna live long, gonna live. Gonna live strong, gonna live. And take a mean old holiday before I hit my grave. I'm gonna live today and shoot the stars out of the sky. Today, we just might make it if we try. Gonna live long, gonna live, gonna live strong, gonna live. Take a mean old holiday.
gonna live today. Just might make it if we try. Gonna live, gonna live long, gonna live. Gonna live, gonna live strong.
Mike Hickey here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Another really beautiful song. Do you have any CDs available or music? I think we've linked to your Reverb Nation site.
Yeah, I have a site on Reverb Nation, www.reverbnation.com, and you search Mike Hickey Music. I have some songs. I have three songs up there that you can download, some videos that people have taken. Of me here in Pittsburgh, but as far as like a proper CD, I don't have one of those yet. I'm getting there.
It's coming.
It's coming. Yeah, I'm getting ready to begin a recording project where now, I have a bunch of songs I need to get out.
Yeah, I've had other musicians occasionally. I've had them indicate a release date on the air so that we could hold them to it. I won't do that to you though, because I know that those are hard. Then we play it back, and they feel pressured. But it takes a lot to get something like that together.
It does, yeah. Yeah. Mostly money, which I don't have a lot of. You know?
Are you playing out much?
A little bit, yeah. What I do is I go to – when I first moved to Pittsburgh, I discovered that they have an awesome open mic scene here. Mm-hmm. There's an organization called Acoustic Cafe, which holds an open mic at Club Cafe every Monday evening. And so that's where I learned, and when I first got here, that's where I came in and started hanging out down there, got introduced to a lot of the other awesome singer-songwriters here in town. Tuesday nights, you can go up to Hambones in Lawrenceville. So I do that because I'm a parent. I work a lot. So I found great joy in just going up, playing 2-3 songs, and then cutting out. And then getting to listen to a bunch of people. But I am playing, if I can plug this show, I'm playing at the Walnut Grill in Mount Lebanon, January 31st. I'll go from 9 to 12.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That'll be 9 to 12 at night.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's a Saturday night. So if you want to come out and have some food and throw stuff at me, please do.
No, no one's going to throw anything. Throw anything at you? I can't imagine that. And that's good. There's the Bloomfield Bridge Tavern, an open mic there as
BBT,
well.
Yeah.
And a lot of places you can go to. And it's those are always fun. You never know what you might hear.
You never know. And, you never know who's going to walk in the room.
In fact, your daughter could do an open mic.
This is true.
Why not?
Yes.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Mike Hickey is who you're listening to. We're going to have time for one or two more, depending
on
length. We have about 8 minutes of radio time left.
Okay.
I don't know the lengths of your songs well enough
I could probably
know.
Sneak in two. They're short.
Let's do it.
Okay. This next one I'm going to do is this is my Pittsburgh song.
Ah.
This is the first song I wrote when I moved here. You'll hear some references to the city in the song. It's a song called Home. Called Liberty, I'm looking to a sky of gray. I hope you both are doing fine.
now separate us from the pain I'm feeling deep inside. To find me wasting time, and I look too hard to find. The story will unfold. I'm tired of the road. Love's 3,000 miles away. Distance lies between us. I'm lost. How can I find my way? And all the sunlight in LA is casting shadows on the point. Three rivers flow beneath the gray. To find me wasting time, and I look to hard to find. The story will unfold. I'm tired of the road. I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
Some nice images in that song. I liked the three rivers beneath the gray.
Yeah.
You must miss a little bit of the sunshine, I would imagine.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, I was ready to leave that town 5 years before I did. So I'm really happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here, too, and I wish we had a little more time together. But it was nice to have you and your daughter on in the same hour, and we'll need to have you back, too.
Yeah, please. Thank you very much for having us. I really appreciate being here.
It's a pleasure. We've linked. Hey, Gio, do you want to turn the studio, forgive the audible here, the studio amp off? I think that's where those noises are coming from. We'll see if that makes them go away. I want to thank you very much for being here, and we'll have you play us out. I'll thank all of our other guests, too. Hope Academy Teen Theater, Helen Hickey, Mike's daughter, who you just heard, the Penn Quartet. Earlier this morning, we had Pittsburgh Musical Theater, and Dr. Larry Davis from Pitt here as well on Martin Luther King Jr. Day weekend. And Mike, thanks. Look for Mike on his Reverb Nation site. We've linked to it.
Reverb Nation or Facebook, Mike Hickey Music on Facebook too. That works as well.
And what would you like to close out with?
I'm going to close out with something. It's a work in progress. It's not finished. It's brand new. But I just want to get it out there.
Sounds good. Thanks. Here's Mike Hickey.
Silhouettes are dreams, shadows of the darkest light will never see the light of day, and I'm stuck in between. One more drink of loneliness just might bring me to my knees. Thank you. my streets are paved with gold, stolen from the richest kings and given to the ones who need. And I'm stuck in between. One more drink of loneliness just might bring me to my knee. All of my silhouettes are dreams, shadows of the darkest light never see the light of day. And I'm stuck in between. One more drink of loneliness just might bring me to my knees.
That's more than a work in progress. That's a beautiful song. Do you have a name for it yet?
No.
Well, it's gorgeous. Thanks, Mike.
Silhouettes. We'll call it Silhouettes.
No, Silhouettes today. And the new album next month.
Yeah.
No, we'll wait.
Yeah.
I hope you'll come back sometime.
It would absolutely be good.
And look for him at the Walnut Grill.
Walnut Grill.
Mount Lebanon, 9 to noon.
Next Saturday.
9 to midnight.
Yeah, the 31st. Next Saturday. From 9 to midnight.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And
pleasure's mine.
Again, thanks to all of our guests today.